It may not be marked on the calendar, but many consider today a national holiday. It's Super Sunday when Americans celebrate, and we do mean celebrate, the game of professional football. Tampa, Florida is the site of today's Super Bowl 35 matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and the New York Giants. It's the Ravens' first championship game and the Giants' first since they won the Super Bowl 10 years ago. That game was also played in Tampa. NPR's Tom Goldman was there. He's back in Tampa today and reflects on the decade gone by.
It's been a strange week in Tampa, a game of hopscotch from the present to a decade past, then back again. Anything can trigger the time travel. Yesterday, it was the Jets. As the tightly packed formation flew a practice run over Raymond James Stadium, I was back in what was then called Tampa Stadium for the 1991 Super Bowl. Whitney Houston had just sung a rousing national anthem when the Jets roared overhead and sent the people in the stands into a flag-waving frenzy. America was at war in the Persian Gulf, and not even the great diversion of sport could escape that reality. Super Bowl XXV was a strange brew of football, patriotism, and anxiety. There were endless security checks while sleek black military helicopters hovered near the stadium. Fans like Jim Rotatori were nervous.
I'd just driven by the stadium. It could be in Israel, it could be in Iran. If it's really, you know, I don't know, but if it's really that much concern, then maybe we shouldn't have the Super Bowl.
The National Football League decided to push on, and the New York Giants and Buffalo Bills responded by uncorking one of the most exciting games in Super Bowl history. The Giants won 20-19, but only after Buffalo kicker Scott Norwood missed a long field goal at the end. Former Giants coach Bill Parcells was in Tampa this week for the 10-year anniversary. He was asked about the game's excruciating final moments as Norwood lined up the kick.
Did you ever consider just closing your eyes, not watching it, letting the crowd noise tell you what happened? What went through your mind?
No, I had Matt Barr standing right next to me, and he's the one that told me he's not going to make it, Bill. He can't make it. And that's true. Raul Alegre was there as well, and they said he's not going to make it. So I watched him not make it.
There's been plenty in Tampa to trigger memories of 1991, but it's also been hard to ignore the signs of change. At the interactive NFL experience, where fans kick field goals and get player autographs, one of the most popular stops is here at the Cyber Zone. It's been part of pre-Super Bowl hoopla just since 1996. In Tampa, fans have flocked to the Cyber Zone to learn more about DirecTV and NFL computer products and to play the new SegaNet football video game.
17 seconds to go.
Yeah! Yo, yo! Get him, get him, get him, get him!
Fires it middle.
The pass is incomplete.
Real football has changed since 1991, and changed for the better, says Chicago Bears chairman of the board, Michael McCaskey. In this Super Bowl and last year's, the teams playing for the championship didn't even make the playoffs the season before. Rags-to-riches stories are becoming the norm, in part because of economic changes over the past decade. McCaskey notes how owners recently tinkered with their policy of revenue sharing to make sure money is divided among teams more equally.
And that, along with the salary cap, which is absolutely bound together with the notion of revenue sharing, means that we can have a team where each year a very large number of teams have the chance to compete for the Super Bowl. We think that's exciting for the fans and good for the long-term health of the league.
Okay, so some things about the Super Bowl never change. It's still a 60-minute football game preceded by a week of fun and debauchery. As it was in 1991, Ybor City, outside of Tampa, was the place to be this weekend, even for the three guys holding signs that read, "Attention revelers, repent or perish, judgment is coming." But alas, the only judgment the thousands of party hounds care about is the one that comes down today, when the gun goes off and a new Super Bowl champ is crowned. There's hope in Tampa for one final throwback to 1991, when the championship game actually lived up to all the hype. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Tampa.